Lack of sex drive in various stages of life. Hey everyone, Stephanie Costello here, mom of three, wife, animal lover, and entrepreneur. My goal with this podcast is to share healthy intimacy skills. If you feel you are the only one struggling, I promise you are not alone. It's time to take action and make shit happen. All right. I'm super excited about this particular topic, and there's so many extra categories that I can go off on and really go off on tangents, so I'm not going to do that today. Today I'm going to focus solely on life and how life significantly impacts any type of sexual intimacy in your relationship with your partner or partners. It's not, you know, an aging parent or a deadly diagnosis or just growing up or getting older and change hormonal changes, as well as decrease of testosterone, needing a hysterectomy or needing some sort of surgery. These are all super impactful on the body and its chemical makeup. So when you're messing with the chemical makeup of someone's body, then it's going to also impact the brain and how the brain experiences arousal and gets excited. So when life hits, it's so important to be super self-disciplined. We should be really self-disciplined anyway, but how easy is it to just go and grab a bag of chips and woof down the entire bag, or an entire container of ice cream, or choosing candy over cucumber? And my family often makes fun of me because I give the kids just like a cucumber, but it's not... It's really important to just be able to pick healthy foods and pick healthy choices, is the point in saying that. So if you're getting a stressful call about a parent getting sick and needing to go to the hospital, is it important to take care of yourself in those moments? Is it important to do some self-care and some self-check-in? We are always, as a society, living in the future or living in the past. And when we do either of those, we stress ourselves out sometimes for no reason, or instead of enjoying time that we have, we are regretting it or regretting it. Wait, regretting it? Regretting it? Yeah, or regretting it. There we go. I totally just had a brain fart there. But I'm not going to edit that out because it's just going to show who I am. Sometimes I go off track. So when life hits, how can you practice all of the skills that you know? Or if you don't have any skills, who can you work with, aka me, to learn those skills, to learn that self-discipline, to really focus within and not externally. Most people who are in a dire, stressful situation, the instinct is to try to control the environment and everything around us rather than control within. We start to feel resistance, we start to get anxious and overwhelmed, and then we just lose sight and track of what we're really supposed to be focused on. And our focus is supposed to be happiness and joy and working through struggle. Like, you know, recently in my business, I've been saying how hard this is. Oh, this is so hard. It's so hard. I don't know if I can do this, right? I've shared a little bit of this resistance that I've had. So I could sit there and say, building a business has been so hard. Or I can say, it's been challenging and I've worked through a lot of really challenging moments and I've come out to the other side. Or when I hit a challenging moment, I can say, you know what? This is something new I need to learn. This is a new mountain I'm climbing, and I'm going to climb it with all of my tools in my backpack, and I'm going to be confident in myself to be able to succeed at this new challenge. Total difference, lack mindset versus growth mindset. And growth mindset is only going to get you in a much more positive place, even if it's something like a parent is dying of, you know, cancer, or anything above that, anything in that category, I mean, of stuff that we literally cannot control. We cannot control the outcome. So do we sit there and ponder on how terrible this is and how sad or scary or anything? And I'm not saying ignore your feelings, because the more you ignore them, the more they're just going to throw up on you and and pop, you know, punch you in the face whenever you're shoving them down. Express your grievances, but do your very best to also work through them and not let them control you. Be super self-disciplined. I am going to switch this around and turn it into something that is a little bit positive. Lack of sex drive is definitely strugglesome, but when there are other things you can focus your happiness on and not, you know, and focus your happiness on and choose to make better choices instead of, you know, binge watching TV or whatever, say, hey, partner, do you want to go for a walk? Can we hold hands? Can you rub my back? Can we draw a picture? Can we paint together? Can we color? Like, so what if you're 50 years old coloring a Mickey Mouse coloring book because that's all you have from grandkids or whatever? Like, color the stupid book, you know? These are all spending time together. That I should say, that is my love language. My love language is definitely quality time. So if you have a different love language, then learn more about your love language. Learn how you like to experience being connected with each other. So those are good ways to learn to cope with your lack of sex drive during various stages of life. Connecting with one another on each other's levels and having a complete open mind and being judgment free. Don't have an expectation. Don't have a picture or an outcome that you're seeing and you want or don't want to happen. Just live and let go. What is that? Live and let go. Live and I don't even know the name of the words for that statement, but you all know what I mean. Like, comment, share, subscribe. I am so excited to be sharing all this information. Thank you for being you. I sincerely appreciate all of you. Have a good day. Bye.